You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. We are going to have Robert Mott rolling in here a little bit later today, and we're going to kind of lock to cover today, so we're going to get right at it. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And obviously, we've got a lot going on in the markets today. Had some interesting reports coming out through in the financial world, and what are they going to mean to you? That's going to be the big question right now, is what do they mean to you? How are you going to deal with them? And how do you make money or save your family some money? That's going to be our focus right now, especially for the next couple of weeks, because we're going to be going into that Federal Reserve meeting. And when that Fed meeting comes to pass, I think we're going to see some changes, especially with some of the reports coming out. I saw this morning, I don't know if you've watched this one, and I'm going to tell you what it means to you. We saw a stronger than expected labor market data today, and we're going to get the full numbers. We got the ADP numbers today, gains of 217,000 jobs. Well, with 217,000 jobs added, the consensus, the expectations was 185,000. The question is going to be, will the Fed hold up on their rate increase that they've been talking about? Now, when the Fed increases their interest rates, that does not have a definite impact on you. That they don't raise mortgage rates. But what they do is the numbers that they're dealing with are going to impact prime rate. They actually deal firsthand with the federal funds discount rate. That's what they deal with. But there's a lot of rates that flow off of that discount rate, one of them being what the Fed funds discount rate is going to deal with the prime rate. It'll deal with LIBOR. It'll deal with your home equity line of credit is going to follow that. The 10-year Treasury may or may not follow that. We're going to see where that goes. But it's important for you to understand these numbers, because if you took out a home equity line of credit in the last year, 2 years, 5 years, more importantly, if you did it about 10 years ago, maybe you got a combo loan. Maybe you bought your house with a combo loan. You got a home equity line of credit along with a first mortgage. You're going to need to start looking at those numbers right now. You can't wait now. With the Federal Reserve saying that they're going to raise interest rates, and I've got two reports here that I'll share with you that are coming out from the Federal Reserve and from the people that actually do the voting. That's more important than just the numbers coming from the Federal Reserve. It's those people voting. So Federal Reserve member Lockhart, Dennis Lockhart, he's one of the voting members of the Federal Open Market Committee, and he's basically, his comments recently is, and I'll give you the quote, I say historic because I expect the committee to consider, as it has in recent meetings, the first increase in the policy interest rate in nearly 10 years. Increase in that interest rate in 10 years. What's that going to do to your home equity line of credit? Well, your home equity line of credit is most likely a percentage above the prime rate. Well, prime rate's going to go up. It's a 3.25 right now. It's been there forever. 10 years, pretty close. It's going to go up. Federal Reserve Chairman Janet Yellen, in back-to-back appearances, says that we could close out the era of zero interest rates. Think about that one. So if both people, there's two of the members of the committee are coming out saying that in their meeting, December 15, December 16, they anticipated an increase unless we see something within the numbers. Now, the numbers on the employment came out better than expected. We're going to see the jobs report coming out tomorrow and the day after. If those come out better than expected as well, what do you think the Federal Reserve's going to do? They're going to raise interest rates. Now, we are still sitting, and I shared this with you yesterday, the number hasn't changed much today, with a FHA loan, 30-year fixed rate, that's going to be 2.95% the first year, and then it's going to go to 3.95 with a 5.167 APR. A lot of numbers, but think about that. The important number is that first-year rate at 2.95 is going to give you an opportunity to get into a home and then look into restructuring that loan next year to get rid of the mortgage insurance after you see some home appreciation. The reason the Fed says they're increasing rates is because the market looks good. Well, if all that's the case, let's listen to the Fed. You can't beat the Fed. In all the years that I've been in finance, the one constant is you can never beat the Fed. And we're going to talk more about that. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, Robert Mott will join us. The residential rental market, where is it heading? Secrets to solving credit card debt. We've got them for you. MoneyWise tips on holiday tipping. Tips on tipping. We'll get that too. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, and on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Our house, in the middle of our street, our house.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on-air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7747.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 018-69452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission. Lending partners will give a credit at closing. The title company has special published rates. And many other service providers have incentives, too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
To Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Market there are several options. As well as tremendous opportunities, you just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or any time, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I don't know if it's South. Steve, are you there? We might have to see what's going on with our connection this morning. Sounds like we're having a little fun.
Yes, there is feedback.
Okay, I'm wondering why we're getting all this feedback, and I'm going to see if we can correct this right now. Interesting. Okay. Are we still getting that feedback coming through?
We sure are.
I gotta love modern technology, don't you? Can you hear me now?
Everybody hears you, Ron.
Okay, great. I can't hear anything coming through, but at least Steve tells me everybody else hears me, so that must be good, and we're going to get right into, well, let's see if we can just bring Robert Mott right in right now, and we won't even do our Your Credit Matters segment. We'll bring that up a little bit later. Robert, are you there?
Hey, Ron. How are you doing?
Well, I can't hear Robert, so that's kind of
a fun
scenario there.
Robert,
morning, Ron.
Okay, now I think I hear you something. I don't know what's going on with this connections today, but we're going to see if we can figure this out. How are you, Robert Mott?
I'm great. Must be sunspots or something.
I guess. I don't know. We had some fun yesterday, and it continues today. So we'll see if we can chat a little bit about wine. Maybe I need to be drinking some wine today.
Well, you know, it would probably come in handy, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So let's chat. One of my favorites. I love Zinfandel wine. How do you make a Zinfandel wine? And white Zinfandel, that's not one of my favorites, but let's talk about wasn't that a mistake or something?
Yeah, it actually was a mistake. Actually, back in the early 70s, our friends at Sutter Home Winery, the gentleman who ran the place, he was making, actually he's trying to make a dry rosé out of Zinfandel. And he had what was known as a stuck fermentation. And what that means is, for some reason during the fermentation process, all the yeast decided to stop eating the sugar, and they all died. And it was kind of in between the, you know, so there was a little bit of alcohol, but a lot of sugar left. So, you know, like most people in the middle of something really busy, and that was kind of a side project anyway, he decided to focus on his other wines and put it aside, thought he'd come back to it. So he came back to it some time later and tasted it, and he got that one of those Edison light bulbs. He kind of got the bright idea. He said, "Hey, I think there's a market for a sweet blush wine." And sure enough, he was right. Probably one of the greatest commercial success stories of the late 20th century, in terms of in the wine business anyway. And actually, you know, as much as we like to poo-poo white Zinfandel, and you and I both are not white Zinfandel fans personally, of course, Ron, but it was one of those entry wines. It's one of those things that it was kind of a transition, in the early 70s, from the cocktail generation to the wine generation. And it got a lot of us over the hump as far as making that transition and getting us interested in wine. So, you know, so the majority of white Zinfandel these days is made the same way. They give limited exposure to the skins, It tends to be sweeter than other rosé-type wines because the winemakers now, on purpose, halt the fermentation before all the sugar is converted to alcohol. And so it has that residual sweetness. And if it's done right, it has enough sweetness, acidity, and alcohol all in balance, and the wine can be very refreshing. Now, there are, you know, certainly the one thing about what is labeled Zinfandel, one thing we, even though it's white Zinfandel, by labeling laws, it has to be 75% of the variety of grape called Zinfandel. And so the one thing we know is that it is, in fact, Zinfandel. It just happens that they, during the winemaking process, they do a little different process and halt the fermentation to make that that white Zin. So while, you know, it's not our, you know, necessarily our most favorite one, but it accounts for about 10% of all wines sold in the United States. So it's not anything for us to, you know, for us people who worry about the commercial side of the business, it's not anything for us to actually totally discount. So it definitely has a big impact. And like I say, it's a great entry-level product for those people who are just getting to know wine because it has that kind of sweet, kind of pop-like characteristic that kind of transitions people from soda or a sweet alcoholic drink to a wine drink. So,
you know, that's kind of interesting that you said that, Robert.
Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
Over 800, are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Robert, are you there? Are we back together?
Hey, we're back together. You gotta love technology, man.
Gotta love it. Holy cow. Yesterday I was in an echo chamber, and today we just can't even talk to each other. But I don't know where I fell off. I know it was my end here, the connection. But I was saying that I went to a restaurant.
I think we just finished talking about a little bit of White Zinfandel, and you were about to follow up with a question or an observation, and that's where we left off.
Okay, good. So what interesting part I found is when you say that it makes up 10% of all wines sold, That's a pretty significant percentage when you think about all the different varietals that there are. So maybe it was me that was off a little bit when I, not being clearer in the method of ordering a glass of wine.
Well, you know, I think it's one of the things we living here in California, we're very spoiled, as you know, and many aspects are very spoiled, but one especially is in the wine aspect. We're exposed to probably a greater variety of wines here in the in California and the West Coast than almost anybody else in the United States. So those people who live perhaps in the middle of the country are, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, the farm states in the middle. Many times they don't see the great variety of diversity of wine that we see here. And as such, you know, those kind of more mass-produced wines get sold along the kind of the middle and of the United States. And, you know, so I think we tend to, not see as much White Zinfandel out here in California, but There's a ton of it sold everywhere else, apparently.
Well, and I think it also might have to do with the fact that I certainly don't want to sound like a wine snob, although maybe I am, but you know, you just start developing a taste and you kind of get to expectations in there that when you want a specific taste, and a lot of times, you know, the white Zinfandels are so much sweeter than from my palate anyway. Maybe it's just my hallucinations or my ignorance, but the white Zinfandels seem like they're so much sweeter than anything else.
And they are, you know, and they're sweeter than just about anything that you're going to buy, other than perhaps a Sauternes or a late harvest wine or a dessert wine. And of course, as we talked about, of course, that's on purpose. And no, you're not imagining that at all. And what's happened, Ron, is over the years that we've been talking and enjoying wine together, as your palate has become accustomed to wines that are drier and perhaps more are driven by a little bit more fruit on the front end, perhaps a little heavier wines, those that just have a little bit more body. And so it's one of those things that, you know, you and I, when we get together, we'll say, well, we like this wine and we don't like that one. But on the other hand, you know, there's a wine made for almost everybody out there. It's not necessarily good or bad. It's as you and I know, do you like it or do you not like it? And so, you know, your taste has just evolved into a different direction.
You know, something, and that's a great observation there, Robert, because, you know, a lot of times we do, when I first started drinking wine, I must admit, I was, you know, the Moselle Valley Riesling guy that drank all whites and sweet whites. And now it's very, very rare that I even touch a white. I like the Zinfandels. I like the Merlots. It's a whole different world.
Exactly. It really is. And you know me, I'm a big-time California Cabernet guy. But my taste evolves, too. I mean, not that anybody's really interested in this, but, I'd almost never pick up a Chardonnay the last couple of years. And I found myself the last few months enjoying Chardonnay again, which is, I kind of look myself in the mirror and say, who is that guy on the other side when I do that? But, you know, I do, you know. And so you drink what you enjoy, and you enjoy it, and then you open another bottle.
Well, and you know something, I think what you're hitting on there, because, you know, I'm very quick to say that I'm a real novice when it comes to wine. I know that whether I like it or don't like it. But when you start getting to somebody of your caliber and your expertise, and you're saying, in essence, the same thing is don't give up on a wine. Maybe the answer is, right now, that's not my palate. But, you know, certainly don't discount it for life, because your palate may come back in that direction another day.
Exactly. I think that's a great message to everybody when they're trying wines and drinking wine is have an open mind about it. Just because you didn't like it a year ago or 2 years ago doesn't mean you won't like it today, or it might just hit one of those special taste buds that you newly discover. Who knows?
Let's talk one quick other topic. I know we're going a little longer than normal with our technical challenges, but let's talk for a couple seconds about maybe the etiquette of bringing a bottle of wine to somebody for the holidays. Is it, should I expect them to open that bottle there? Should I not expect them to open that bottle? Is it something that, do I bring my favorite or their favorite? Give me about a minute on that, Robert, would you?
Sure. You know, it's one of those things, there are a lot of correct answers on this and very few incorrect answers. I think the thing is, you can look at bringing a bottle of wine to somebody's house in one of two ways, or actually multiple ways, but I think of it one of two ways. Either I'll bring them something that I know they're going to enjoy and really like, or I'll bring them something I think they're going to enjoy because I know what else they like. Or it's maybe perhaps if in the other variant of that is, if I don't know them that well, maybe I'll just bring something a little bit off the wall that I know I like and I think they'll like. And at the end of the day, you know, you bring it as a gift. And the thing to keep in mind when you bring a gift to someone's home is it really, you've given title to it, so to speak. There's no escrow involved, obviously, but you've given title to that wine or that gift to your friend or your host. And it really is up to them. It's their choice whether or not to open that bottle that evening or save it for another occasion even when you're not there. And I think the thing is, have no expectation that bottle will be open. when you walk in. Look at it as a gift. If it gets opened, enjoy it. If it doesn't get opened, enjoy the fact you gave somebody a nice gift. And I think that's, to me, that's the etiquette of holidays, especially we visit people's homes so much in the holidays, and wine is a great housewarming gift when you walk in the door. And it's, I think the main thing is don't expect to open it. It is a gift, but once you've given that gift, it's your host is the owner at that point, and it's really up to them how they handle it.
Great information. As you mentioned, Robert, wine is a great gift at the holidays, and you know it's pretty blind, too. You never know what somebody's getting, somebody's giving, unless you are an expert. Thanks for sharing that. Thanks for putting up with some of our technical challenges. We appreciate you every week, Robert Mott. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, the residential rental market, where's it heading in 2016? And some money-wise tips on holiday tipping. You can reach me anytime. Call our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
In the middle of our streets, our house. Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And we certainly appreciate you putting up with some of our technical challenges today. You got to love technology and obviously, those of us that some of us live with it, some of us swear by it, live by it, all that kind of good stuff. So appreciate you putting up with us this morning, the real-time real estate segment. It is brought to you by the real estate professionals within the Area Trusted Partner Program of Ron Siegel Radio. When you want the true value of your home, just text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Text PAIR. 79564. Residential rental market, where is it heading in 2016? We've been sharing some of this information with you in the past. One of the big issues I want you to understand is real estate can be a very, very significant part of your entire process. It can be a very significant part of your retirement plan, your financial plan, not only the home that you live in, but maybe it's the way to start off in building a portfolio. I share with you all the time that you can put a 3.5% down payment. Sometimes there are programs we talked about earlier this
or simply where you think you can afford. Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
So the fun of the internet and connecting remotely to the studio continues with us. But I was sharing with you, thinking about this concept here and about the methodology of building a portfolio, building a retirement, building a plan. What better way and what more secure way do you have of developing any sort of retirement? Let's chat about this. So you buy a house anywhere from zero to, let's just say, 5% as your down payment. It can be anywhere in there. We've talked about those methods before, and we talked earlier today about the concept of the Federal Reserve says that they're going to increase interest rates. Now, whether you believe the economy is doing well or not is irrelevant. The Fed is going to do what the Fed is going to do. We have to just work within the guidelines of what they set up and what they do. So let's think. We buy a piece of property. So let's use a number of 5% down. And you buy a starter home. And I don't care where that starter home is, because the most important part of that is you getting into the game. Got to get you in the game. The game is real estate. The game is investing. We see every report coming out nowadays about the challenges there are and the lack of savings people have for retirement. So if that's true, and we have no reason to believe it's not true, the statistics are what the statistics are, what I want you to go and understand from here is, let's think about how do we change that paradigm and how do we teach our kids to change that paradigm. Well, one of the ways can be through the use of real estate. Let's think about that. 5% down on a $200,000 house that appreciates, let's say the house appreciates at 5% a year. Okay, so you go 5% appreciation on $200,000. Well, that's $10,000. You put $10,000 down on the 5% loan. So now basically your appreciation is already doubled your money, so to speak. Now, you can't say that you haven't sold it, so you don't have that as income, but not having it as income is another good thing. You don't have to pay taxes on it. You keep doing, letting that appreciate, and now it comes time for you to go to the next house. And so many people, what they do when they're ready to go to that next house, they look at the next house and say, okay, I got to sell house one so that I can buy house two. But that's not really the case. You can have more than one house, because we know what's happening. And I'm going to share with you just from people outside of me being your radio host. David Brickman, Executive Vice President of Freddie Mac Multifamily. We know rents are rising faster than incomes, and now we have data to show that many renters don't have enough to pay all their debts each month, which is forcing them to make trade-offs such as cutting spending on other items, unquote. All indications that there's a shortage of rental houses. Well, with a shortage of rentals, you can then say, okay, I'm going to rent out my house that I'm getting ready to leave. I'm not going to sell that. And I'm going to buy another house with 3.5%, 5% down. If you haven't used your VA or if you have a VA eligibility remaining, nothing down. buy another one, keep the first. Well, rents are going up. We listened to John Reeves on Monday talking about if you're in a community that has military or government-assisted housing, they've got funds built in for them to increase the rent amount every single year. You can raise your rents at the end of every lease period. You can end up with lifetime renters so that somebody else is making your mortgage payments. See what I'm saying here? So you're developing equity in that piece of property, right? It's going up. That $200,000 property is going up 5%, 4%, whatever the number is. We can't predict. We can only look at the historic numbers, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6% every year over the last 30 years. Those are some just basic numbers. But it's accumulating. It's cumulative. So that $200,000 goes up 5% this year. It's $210,000. Next year it's going up 5%. It's $221,000. See what I'm saying? Now, what do you do with that money? Because now you're looking at it and you're saying, okay, I've got equity there. Well, you have a couple of options. You have many options when you have equity. You let the equity continue to grow. Well, that's fine because in 30 years, depending upon your age, if you're 40 and now you turn 70, maybe you just let it ride for 30 years and that property's paid off, but the rent payments are continuing to increase. So now you've got a paid off property that maybe is getting you $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month in income coming into you, in addition to whatever other retirement programs or planning you've done. But what if you move every 3 years? What if you move every 5 years and you have a new piece of property and you've been able to save a few percentage points each year to continue buying additional properties for you to live in? And say maybe you've got 4 or 5 properties at the end of 30 years. Well, think about that concept. 5 properties at the end of 30 years, each giving you, just say, $3,000 a month 30 years from now. That's not outrageous to think that you've got 5 properties all paid off, paying $3,000 a month. You've got $15,000 a month in income coming in every single month. The first of the month, $15,000. Go spend it. Because the first of next month, another $15,000 is going to come in. Go spend it. And the first of the following month, another $15,000 comes in. Go spend it. And you continue doing that until you get it next year. Well, next year you don't get $15,000 every month. You're getting $16,000, $17,000 every month. And you just continue. Can you spend that much? Well, my wife can. But in many instances, you may end up getting more money coming in than you're spending at some point in time. Or you may say, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to let that money, maybe I'll just take that money and I will pull some of it out, borrow. Is there a tax liability when you borrow money from one of your pieces of property? We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We're going to also talk about, how about some money-wise tips on holiday tipping? That and more. Reach me anytime. Call our offer at number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
In these uncertain times, it's getting harder and harder to find a safe and effective method of investing. If you're looking at retirement options that can provide some real security for you and your family, look no further than a reverse mortgage with Siegel Lending Team. Hundreds of thousands of other Americans are already taking advantage of reverse mortgages. It allows you to eliminate monthly mortgage payments, pay some bills, or simply enjoy your retirement more. A government-insured reverse mortgage with Siegel Lending Team allows seniors to stay in their home and turn their equity into tax-free cash. To qualify, there are no credit score requirements, and remember, you continue to retain complete ownership of your home. Call 1-800-306-1990 to receive a new special edition handbook, feature reverse mortgage borrowers, plus an educational brochure absolutely free. Find out more. Call Siegel Lending Team today, 1-800-306-1990. SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
It's Happy Honda Days now at your San Diego Honda dealers. Save with the season's brightest deals. Visit sthondadealers.com to find your nearest dealer.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. You have every major corporation has a board of directors, and I don't understand why you don't have one as well. Think about this. The board of directors, they're the ones that you can go to get guidance. It doesn't mean that you have to listen to the guidance, but you can get the guidance from them. And we do all the interviewing for you, Ron Siegel Radio. I talk to all these folks in advance to see who makes sense for your neighborhood, who I might recommend. All you have to do then is text ATP, Area Trusted Professional, to 79564. And we will put together, you go through it like a 2-minute survey, and we'll put together a household board of directors for you. It's a pretty good concept. I believe you need it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have set it up, obviously, but do it. Text ATP 79564. There's no obligation, no cost, and you get to meet some great people and maybe get some great advice. I believe you'll get great advice. So the question is, MoneyWise tips on holiday tipping. It is the season for giving, but it can be a season that's unforgiving when it comes to tipping service workers on whom we depend. Sometimes I look at some of these things and say, okay, it's an interesting concept. I go to a barber. I get my hair cut every 2 to 3 weeks. I give them business and a tip every 2 to 3 weeks. Who's getting the tip, them or me? Interesting. Manicurist, I don't do that one. You might. Paper man, paper boy, whoever brings your newspaper in the morning, if anybody still gets newspapers. Here's the issue here. You got to know your limits. You've got to set a budget. I like the idea of giving throughout the year. Giving at this time of year, to me, is kind of an interesting scenario. Yes, I like to give. Yes, I like to get. But the issue becomes, are you giving because of obligation? Are you giving because of the right heart? And that's the big issue. That's the area that I like to focus on. I talk all the time. Whenever I have somebody ask me, how do I decide who's going to be a guest on our radio program, I consistently talk about the fact that it's going to be somebody who's operating with the correct heart. They need to be coming at this with the heart of a teacher. That was one of my litmus tests for this all the time. So think about that concept. That is the tips on tipping. do it with a budget. Gift cards, I like those. It's a real why I almost always have a gift card in my pocket frequently if I see, especially a first responder, hand a gift card, or if I see them in a cash register, I put the gift card up to pay for their meal for them. That is just something, or their drink or whatever. Just a little something to say thank you all the time. But especially at the holiday season, we like to chat about that. It's about a featured property today. John Perez sent us a featured property, 4912 East Gerda. Four bedrooms all on one single story. I like the idea of single story as we get older and older. I got a bad knee. So single story makes life good. And it's also got no homeowners association dues. Nice bright living room, natural lighted vaulted ceilings, tile flooring, stone surface, fireplace, updated kitchen, newer cabinet. Holy cow, John, this sounds like a nice place. In Anaheim Hills, $535,000. If you want more information on this property, not right now, do not text 4912-79564. But when you get where you're going, you could do that. Text 4912-79564. John's also going to have the house open this year, this weekend on Sunday, so you can come by and see it. Again, look at this one. I'm thinking about the FHA loan on this. It does qualify. Your payment, principal, and interest, you still have to add your mortgage insurance, taxes, escrow, all of those issues. Look at about $2,500 a month. And that's before that special program that I told you about earlier, where you can get that FHA loan at 2.95% fixed for the first year. Yes, it does have a 5.167 APR, but 2.95 the first year, 3.95 thereafter. Think about all those options. And again, it gets you back to what I was talking about a little bit earlier. Again, that's featured home by from John Perez. Give me a holler if you want to meet John. I would be happy to put you in touch with him. But this gives you, this is one of those ideas, one of those concepts that we were talking about earlier. Maybe a $3,000 home payment is not what's right for you, for your starter home. Maybe you already had a home, and this is going to be your second home, the second one in your portfolio. That's what we're thinking about here, is what your home portfolio looks like. Think about that concept. And if you were able to buy, we talked about this before. I asked you this question. When you borrow from the first home to buy a second home or to go into another investment opportunity, is there a tax liability? You've seen all kinds of appreciation in that property, but you now take out a loan. Well, the answer to that question, again, I'm not giving you tax advice. If you want tax advice, there are tax professionals as part of your household board of directors, area trusted professional. Text ATP to 79564. We'll put you in touch there. But generally, the answer is no. There's no taxes when you borrow money. That's not income. It's a liability that you have. So you have a house that's appreciated. Say it appreciated $100,000 over the course of the time that you've owned it. You've got X amount of dollars in principal payments that you've made over that time period. Well, now you just go ahead and you borrow some of that money. And again, I shared with you earlier, the Federal Reserve said the 15th or 16th of this month, they want to increase interest rates. Will they? I don't know, but they say they are. Doesn't that make sense that you need to get in action right now? Make a decision right now? What are you waiting for? The whole idea here is you borrow the money, you buy another piece of property. It's called a cash-out loan. It's not the same teaser rates that you're going to hear in some of the commercials. Cash-out loans are a little bit more expensive, but who cares? See, one of the things that I look at from a entrepreneurial standpoint, I won the Entrepreneur Award when I was in college at Chapman University, Chapman College back then. But one of the things that I look at from the standpoint of investments, I'm not a big one that's concerned. I don't want to overpay. I don't want to be stupid. But on the other side of that, I really don't care what the costs are. I want everybody to make money. I end my program every single day saying, make a lot of money so you can have a lot of fun, help a lot of people. Right? I say that every day. I believe that mantra. I live that mantra. So if I have to pay a little extra to get some good counsel, good advice, if I take money out of one property and it costs me a little extra because I'm doing a cash out refi, if I can borrow money today at 4.25%, 4.5%, I'm borrowing a percentage because I know that I can earn 3, 4, 5, 6%. That 1 or 2% money, earning money on somebody else's money, doesn't that make sense? If you had $100,000 and you could just say, okay, I'm not going to touch it, but the spread between what I can lend it at and what it costs me is 1%. That means I get $1,000 on that every single year or whatever the time period is. You're making money on money. You go to work and you work hard every single day. That's your back. There's only two ways to make money. One is off of your efforts. One is off of your money working for you. Those are the investment ideas. Those are investment opportunities. That's why you text ATP to 79564 and meet with a financial planner so you can get your money working for you, your money doing something to help. That's the beauty of what this is all about. I don't want to hear you say that you can't afford to retire. I don't want to hear you say that you're 80 years old and you have to go and be a happy greeter at Walmart. Because 30 years ago, I didn't listen to Ron Siegel when he was telling me on the radio that I should start buying properties. I should teach my kids to start buying a starter home. Don't sell it. Buy the next one and keep on growing just that way. Think about it. Interest rates are going up. You need to act. Call 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with all the right people. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's doing yeoman's work over there today, trying to keep all this technology working. A special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Again, if you want to meet any of our guests, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, like I said just a minute ago, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and you can have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house in the middle.